The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been well documented in films, books, and television. But tonight, up in Harlem, the stories of veterans are being told in a new way. WNYC's Janaea Williams stopped by a rehearsal for a new show called Holding It Down.
Maurice DeCall was studying to be an accountant when he signed up for a writing class for veterans at NYU last year. He served in Iraq in 2003.
I found that in the beginning. I mean, I would write about that a lot because it was the only thing I had to write about. That's all I think I could write about because that's what I had in my mind. I've been talking in my sleep again, Marines drowned in the Euphrates. I've been talking in my sleep again, cursed the insurgent, pummeled him with my rifle. I've been talking in my sleep again, I prayed to die in Iraq. I've been talking in my sleep again. I see
I've been talking in my sleep again. Mumbling in Arabic, pounding my chest.
These days, his source material isn't taken from the reality of his time in Iraq, but from his dreams.
That one's definitely a dream. When I first came back, my wife told me that, I don't know, I mean, I'm just going from what she told me. I would, like, hit her at night, fight her at night, you know, crazy stuff. And I had a recurring dream for a little while. And I took those things and I put it into the poem.
I've been talking in my sleep again. Lashikran, the bridge is closed. Don't move.
I came up with the idea of focusing on dreams because it's a shared experience, because it sort of bridges the gap between civilian and veteran.
That's poet and performer Mike Ladd. Ladd is not a veteran, but his father, who died when he was an infant, was decorated with a Bronze Star in World War II. As a teenager, he learned as much as he could about military history in an effort to make a connection with his father. He eventually developed what he calls a perverse obsession with war.
It has been an obsession that has stayed with me for a long time. And now, I have to deconstruct that obsession. Basically, what the project is me as a civilian deconstructing my fantasy of war in the face of these guys reconstructing the reality of their lives.
Mike Ladd contacted Maurice DeCall after reading a profile of him in the New York Times. Since then, Ladd has visited military recruiting centers and talked to people on the street, trying to find more veterans who are willing to write down accounts of their dreams. His collaborator, pianist and composer Vijay Iyer, says that there are very few places where veterans and non-veterans cross paths.
I mean, it's funny, moving around in Manhattan, you don't actually meet many people who are vets or know vets or know anybody who knows vets. How do you tie that together into something that people who are outside of that experience can connect to? The fact is that everybody dreams.
Musically, Holding It Down is similar stylistically to other collaborations between Iyer and Ladd. Electronic sounds and ethereal vocals paired with piano, cello, and percussion. Iyer wanted this score to have the kaleidoscopic quality of dreams, a journey told in fragments.
But when somebody who's been there comes in and talks about having been there, then suddenly I think we are forced to reckon with things a little bit differently. And so that sense of the reality of things erupting into the piece is, I think, the point.
Maurice DeCall says he's always amazed when he turns on the TV.
And the news that's on is, you know, some celebrity gossip, and it's not, what are we doing in Afghanistan today? Or why are we in Afghanistan? So we need to have that discussion amongst each other. That's why the project is important to me. I mean, the dialogue, I think, is there, but hopefully we could enlarge it, you know, get more people involved.
Getting more people involved is one goal of tonight's performance at Harlem Stage. Mike Ladd says he's treating it as a call for submissions, a request for more stories from veterans and especially women who have served and dreamed about war. For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.
How was she elegant in the middle of this pockmarked city?
To find out how you can contribute your stories, visit the culture page of our website. Go to culture.wnyc.org.